Hello, I'm Chris, and this is Kira.
Hello.
And this is a Bottom of the Barrel podcast from 2FM. But lads, come on, stop being so obnoxious and maybe actually listen to the show at the time that it's on at. Just a suggestion.
The Bottom of the Barrel on 2FM.
Coldplay's Magic here on 2FM. You know what the funny thing is? Like, usually I'm not for any of this bullshit where it's like, no, man, he was writing about that in a song. But Kira got the lyrics up on screen to this track. And I was like, Jesus, this is actually like a lad who's just found out his marriage is over. Like, if you actually read the lyrics, Jesus.
Yep. Call it magic when I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I just got broken into two. Still, I call it magic when I'm next to you. So it was obviously devastated, but he still loves this person.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, I don't want anybody else but you.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't want anybody else but you. Call it magic, cut me into two, and with all your magic, I disappear from view, and I can't get over, still can't get over you.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I mean, the especially rest of the song, wanna fall, I fall so hard, I wanna fall, I fall so hard, and I call it magic, and I call it true. And then at the very end of the song, and if you were to ask me, after all that we've been through, still believe in magic, oh yes I do, of course I do. I'm an emotional wreck right now, Chris.
But seriously, that particular line, I don't want anybody else but you. Like, that really is a dude who sounds like he's gone through a breakup, especially in the context of all the other lyrics we just heard.
By the way, if you don't know, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow are just after announcing that they are separating after 10 years of marriage. So we're psychoanalyzing Coldplay's latest track, Magic.
But for real, it sounds like the poor lad is in a state. When you actually listen to this music and you listen to the song, you listen to the kind of downbeat
Martin
feel.
Chris Martin has talked about the fact that, he gets a lot of his inspiration from Gwyneth and his family. He famously wrote Fix You after Gwyneth Paltrow's father died. Because he wanted to fix her.
God, this is sad.
But it doesn't.
Poor dude.
Yeah.
Poor old Chris Martin. Like, it really sounds like the guy is a mess. Like, he wrote this song. And it sounds like, as you said, that he really didn't want this to be over. Mm. Tell you, fuck that, in fairness. I mean, kind of comes across as being a bit of a pussy as well. Like, I mean, if a girl breaks up with you, don't write this.
Chris, it's 10 years of marriage and two children. It's not a girl breaking up with you, for
God's sake. Obviously, she doesn't want him anymore. And, you know, this song probably isn't going to help.
I would.
Oh, my God.
Poor Chris Martin.
Poor guy, yeah. Poor old Chris Martin. I feel genuinely sorry for him. Because it sounds like, and as I say, I'm very rarely one of these people. Like, you hear people go, oh, Rihanna's latest track is definitely about Drake. And you hear people being like, and Chris Brown's latest track is definitely about Rihanna. And you're like, no, it's not. It's a pop song that isn't about anything.
Somebody says, Jesus, lads, I think I need counseling after hearing that song. It's so depressing after hearing the news. It is true.
You see, in the context of the news, this song becomes way more depressing.
I know.
Because it's clear what it's about. Jesus. The poor bastard. But it also, on another note, makes me feel like if people who are in this position in life...
No, Chris, you're missing the point. It doesn't matter how much money that you have.
But not
human
even
beings
money.
Are still human beings at the end of the day.
That's what I mean. So it just seems like they're not built to last in relationships.
Oh, because this marriage is over.
No, not just this one.
Every marriage.
More or less.
So if I were to get married...
Every marriage
You'd be
ever.
Like, Kira, your marriage isn't going to last.
I wouldn't say that to you.
But you'd think it.
If we were talking... If I was talking among friends of ours and they were like, so Kira got married, I'd be like, that's not going to...
You're such an asshole.
Of course I would be.
I could make a marriage last.
Here's the really sad line.
Yes, I do. You go, Chris Martin.
Mm-hmm. Then it becomes so much sadder.
I know.
Because he's saying he'll be alright. Wow. Poor him. And like, I don't really particularly like or not like him. But man, when you hear that last line,
I know.
Everything makes a lot more sense, huh?
Or nothing makes sense.
No, you're right. I'm in a state now. I mean, if these two can't work, I mean, who can? It's been rough. Like, I mean, this year...
Wait a second, Chris. I know you're pulling the piss now.
I'm not.
You are pulling the piss now.
Kelly and Dave from California break up. And then this happens. I mean, there isn't much justice in the world.
There really isn't.
Do they have two kids?
Yes.
What was the story that she was doing... Some millionaire or something.
Oh, there was some big Vanity Fair case going on. Seemingly, Gwyneth Paltrow didn't want this article to be published in Vanity Fair and was telling everyone to boycott it because there was rumours going around that she was having an affair with some celebrity lawyer.
Okay. And then did anything ever happen with that?
No, I don't think Vanity Fair ran with the story or whatever, but yeah.
Here, you know in the US, if you have a divorce thing, as far as I'm aware...
What, like a divorce thing, as in you get divorced?
No, but like a divorce case and all that, where you have to, like the legal part of it.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware, you have to give reasons as to why.
Mm-hmm.
Like one party, if they are seeking a divorce from the other,
but
has to give reasons. And they go the whole amicable separation and they say irreconcilable differences and all that.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll come out in that... what the actual reason was. You hear me?
I doubt it.
Or maybe what'll happen is just in the court, Chris Martin will go, lads, I'd like to sing you a song. And then he'll just take out a guitar and play Magic. And then the judge will weep and grant him the divorce. And it'll be good.
The bottom of the barrel on 2FM. 2FM.